believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And you know, the holiday season is amongst us. And are you feeling the holiday stress creeping in already? Well, if you are, you are at the right place, because today on my show, we're going to be talking about Christmas calm. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I felt that this 'tis the season for calmness, because sometimes this time of the year is anything but calm. I don't know. I speak from my own experience, but I'm sure I see other people nodding their heads as well as I'm sharing this with you. But, you know, what would it feel like to gift yourself true inner peace this Christmas? Do you have an idea what that might be like? I think it would be just like starting a new tradition for yourself and doing things on your terms and your way. And so I'm hoping by the end of our talk today, I'll give you some insights and how you could interject more calm into your upcoming holiday season. So, you know, what I really want to ask everybody is, like, why do the holidays amplify both joy and overwhelm so dramatically? And that's a real good question, because I think, and I know this, that the holiday season holds a collective energy frequency, because remember, everything is energy and everything is frequency and essence, and collectively we all contribute to that. So collective consciousness, collective energetic frequency, is the sum culmination of all the energetic stuff that everybody and anybody has probably ever experienced at this present time, in the past, and even in the future, because everything is really happening at the same time right now, past, present, and future. So I think with that collective energetic frequency, there's the expectations, the memories, the unresolved emotions, grief, excitement, and joy that gets compiled into that big collective mass. And if you could visualize it being this big body of water, okay, where everything that has ever been created is part of that. And each one of us human beings, each lifetime we've had, is like a drop into the bucket. And so we contribute to that. And our ancestors have contributed to that. And our future people that are coming into our lives are contributing to this. It's no wonder that we are sometimes in the state that we are in, because a lot of times we're tapping into the collective frequency, and some of that stuff isn't even ours, but it's exhausting, especially if you're an empath, intuitive, and a highly sensitive person, where you feel things way deeper and you have a tendency to take on other people's energy into your energy field. And that's for another conversation, where we're going to probably talk more about how you could protect yourself better. So a lot of times there's just so much energetic noise going on, and it seems like it gets amplified probably from, I want to say, November on to the middle of January, because of all the holidays that are so closely locked together. And, you know, we have all different cultures and all different holiday celebrations from the different cultures and religions, and it's kind of overwhelming. So when you are sensitive, you're just going to find that the energetic noise has just gotten tuned up or turned up a couple of twists. And so you're going to really be feeling it. So, you know, knowing that this is happening and knowing that you're an empath, intuitive, or highly sensitive person, there's things that we can do to protect ourselves so that We are in our own little bubble and enjoying our time without having the energy tapping into us, but also us leaking our energy out into other people as well too. So during December, the other thing that's interesting around this time of the year is that from October on to, I want to say, the middle of January as well, the veils between this world and the other are very thin, meaning that, you know, a lot of times, if you've ever noticed, people have a tendency to leave the planet. Our pets sometimes leave because it's easier for them to cross over during this time period than it is any other time of the year, believe it or not, because the veils being so thin. And so it's a lot of the emotions kind of come up right now too. And it's not really like we're failing. It's really about realizing that this is happening and that just witnessing and allowing it, but it's also allowing us the time to recalibrate, refresh, restore, and rest. Because the holiday stress isn't just mental, it's energetic. And you could call it energetic congestion if you want to call it that, because that's when too many energies collide and creates an overload in our system. So, you know, these are the things that are kind of circling around us right now. And once you're aware of this, it's like you could kind of maneuver through it a little better and maybe so on your terms as well. So what I want to, reiterate here is that calm is not passive. Calm is a high frequency spiritual practice, okay? It takes a lot of time. I'm going to say it takes a lot of consciousness and awareness to practice calm, especially when everything is whirling around you and the world seems to be going sideways. And when you're able to do that, you're going to have more peace within yourself, more clarity, and you're going to be more grounded and present in the moment. So when, you know, we talk about our higher self and we talk about stress too, and, you know, I got another question for you. What happens spiritually when holiday stress takes over? Well, you know, stress has a way of disconnecting ourselves from our higher self. It's almost as if we are in our physical body in the present moment, and then all of a sudden we pop out because we're in our head worrying about this, trying to, I want to say, keep the stressors that we're feeling at bay, trying to control the situation. But, you know, I think we need to throw that out with the water and the, you know, throw that just out the window, because what's really important is that we need to know that stress compresses our energy field. It pulls us into a lower vibrational bandwidth. So stress is a lower frequency. It also causes us to go into survival mode instead of being in a higher frequency of abundance and love, and knowing that, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to be okay. The love mode expands our consciousness, so it's going to expand our energy field, and it's actually going to pull in higher vibrational bandwidths. So you're going to be more in an abundant type of situation. When you are in stress and when you are disconnected from your higher self, you're going to be disconnected from your intuition. You're going to lose that clarity and experience emotional reactivity. And I think we all go through this. And I think I myself speak from experience. I know that is true. When I'm not grounded and I am not fully present right here, right now, it is very easy to become more reactive instead of having that awareness. When we are in stress, what also happens is that our nervous system becomes dysregulated and our spiritual alignment gets buried under the noise. It's like it can't be heard because the external noise is too loud. And then your higher self, you know, it's harder to hear your intuition, you know, your, I'm going to say the certainty that you carry within yourself, which is your sovereign wisdom. Your higher frequency, I'll tell you, never leaves you. But stress creates an energetic static that muffles your guidance. So just know that you're not being totally disconnected from your higher self. It's just getting lost in the shuffle. And we need to slow down the shuffle so it could come into the forefront so you're able to tap into that and allow that to guide you. Like we always talk about on my show, awareness is the doorway back to alignment. It really is, because this is where we have choice. When you're unaware, this is where you're on automatic and you're in react mode. When you're aware, this is where your power steps in and you can make a different choice. Sure, you could react to things, but it might not be what you really want to do in the moment. It's more of having a contemplative, more of an awareness of what's going on and responding versus reacting. So, you know, if you're tuning in and enjoying today's message, I invite you to just take a moment to like this video and subscribe to this channel. Your support helps us reach more people who are awakening, healing, and choosing to live a more conscious life. And while you're there, make sure you're signed up for our newsletter at drdoloresfazzino.com, where I share weekly guidance tools and intuitive insights to support your spiritual journey. And, you know, we talk a lot about the holidays and what it brings up for people and all the drama that comes with that. And, you know, I speak from my own personal experience. I kind of dreaded the holidays because it's almost as if you had to put on a performance. I look at this now, and instead of just being your true authentic self, because there was all these things that needed to get done, you had to decorate the house, put up the tree. Back then, we used to send out Christmas cards. It's just like at the end of the year, you know, the holiday pictures that your family used to pose for, that everybody, I remember this from my childhood, was dressed in very similar outfits and, you know, make nice and all this other stuff. And it's just like, why is it we just do that at the holidays? Why aren't we just like kind of doing it all year round? You know, everybody makes this act at the end of the year that, oh, this is just wonderful. And it's so we're so happy to see everybody. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. Does that sound familiar to any of you? Yeah, I'm sure it does. But anyway, it's like, who made up all these rules? It's just like, yeah, it's tradition. Yeah, it's what our families used to do. Yet maybe it's just not working anymore. Maybe let's try something different. Stir it up a little bit, you know, make it a little more fun and exciting. That's what I'm wishing everybody to do for your holiday season. So we're going on our first break and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking this week about Christmas calm as we are in the holiday season. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll share some more about how you could have more calm in your Christmas and other holidays. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner and medical intuitive, your host. And we're talking about Christmas Calm in our episode today. And I just want to just elaborate on that. It's not just Christmas calm, it's actually holiday calm, because there is so many holidays kind of lump summed at the end of our year from like November on to the middle of January. And I feel that many people in many different cultures probably experience the same energy and essence, and if you want to call it drama as well. So, you know, before break, we were talking about the energetics of, you know, the frequency of you know, calm and chaos and collective energy frequency, and, you know, how being in stress constricts your energetic field and lowers your vibration, whereas being in love and appreciation and gratitude actually expands that. It's moving from your head, which is going to constrict your vibration, to your heart and your body, where it's going to expand. So what's really important, I feel, is that we need to focus on our presence. And I think what happens, and I mentioned this before we went on our break, that many people, it's like a performance for the holidays. We're actually performing and doing things by rote, or we have a list of things that we need to do for the holiday to make sure the holiday is the most perfect thing ever. And I invite you to throw that list out, because let's create something different this year, because it's really about being present. And, you know, presence is the new present. Haha, I like that. Over performing. So I'm going to ask you this question. Are you performing the holiday or actually experiencing it? That's, you know, sometimes we are, you know, just in automatic, and we just, oh my God, we got this list of things to do. Please throw the list out. Maybe burn it, rip it up, and maybe create a new list of other things that you may want to work on or have. Maybe more calm. You have a list of 3 or 4 or 5 things that you want to experience during the holiday. It's just like more calm. more presence, more clarity, more expansion. Well, you know, then again, holiday food is going to cause you to expand in one way or the other. Just pointing that out to you, but that's not the expansion I'm talking about. It's like expanding your energy and your frequency and just really stepping into being commanding versus just trying to make something happen. You know, I invite you not to fall into autopilot pattern. You know, I think some of the patterns include like overspending, overcommitting, and overgiving. You know, it's not about doing those things. It's about being in alignment with who you are. And if it feels like it's the right thing to do, then trust it. I invite you not to participate in the holidays on the essence of obligation, because when we feel like we're obligated to do something, it just takes the joy out of it. You know, it's not like you're doing it from your heart. You're doing it from another agenda. And, you know, sometimes you might have to take a deeper dive into this because maybe some of those holiday autopilot patterns have stemmed from another time and place. Maybe our childhood programming, maybe what our culture or society has deemed this is what we do, or these outdated traditions. We call them sometimes sacred cows, and it's like you wonder why you're still doing them. And it's just like, is it really necessary, and is it really adequate for these days and time? I want to say that true Christmas calm comes from shifting the focus from doing to being. Okay. I think in our society, we've been programmed into doing, and I call it being in a doing mobile, where you're constantly in motion trying to make something happen. And when you are in doing, you're actually out of your body, you're in your head, thinking, analyzing, trying to figure stuff out, and you are not in the present moment because you're trying to analyze the past and trying to contemplate the future, but you're not in the present moment. Now, in contrast to being, it's like when you're being, you are in the present moment. You're right here, right now. You are connected and grounded in your frequency and essence. This is where you're able to feel and to determine what is in alignment with you, not trying to figure out what it should be, but you just trust that innate wisdom that comes through you. This is about being. When you are being, you are more expansive. You are right here, but you're also in other parts of the room that you're in, possibly. But you, your energy field is more expansive, and you're actually grounded. You're actually more planted into the earth, which allows you to be more present and here in the moment. And that's like what's so important, because when you are in the moment, that's where you can experience moment to moment, because nothing is really set in stone. We create our reality moment to moment. And I know a lot of people may not believe that, or may not be on their radar, but it is the truth. How you show up now creates the next moment, the next moment, and the next moment. So my question to you is, are you coming from a place of being present, you know, grounded and in the moment, or are you like off in your head trying to figure something else out and really not being in alignment with who you really are? Presence becomes a spiritual portal to joy, peace, and meaningful moments. When you're right here, right now, this is where you are in the moment, and this is where spontaneity happens. And those little fun things that it's like, I love this saying, you can't make this stuff up, because you're in the flow of things and you're just allowing things to come in and receiving, because everything you ever wanted for yourself is already there in your energy field. We get in our ways and prevent those things from coming to us like you have no idea. We think too much. We try to figure it out. We try to control it. And this is not what it's all about. It's about allowing ourselves the gift of grace to be in the moment right here, right now. So, you know, we talk about the holidays and all the little traditions and family patterns. And you know, I'm going to ask, you know, maybe try to rewrite some of those old holiday stories, okay? You know, maybe something happened traumatically when you were younger during the holidays or not. Or, you know, sometimes our inner child just remembers the sadness of something. This is about looking at old patterns and deciding that maybe it's time to release those, okay? They don't have to be part of where you're going in the future. I feel that the holidays often trigger a lot of old emotional memories, unmet childhood needs, the perfectionism, maybe there's some guilt and comparison, pressure, and, you know, sadly, loneliness, which is kind of interesting because this is a time where we really focus about coming together and celebrating and, you know, lots of get-togethers. But, you know, have you ever felt the loneliness? It's just like you're kind of going through the motions. I know I've been there, and things are different now, I'm glad to say, but it's just like it's about stepping into and finding what's going to bring you joy, what's going to bring you happiness, and not allowing those old memories to be the foundational basis of who you truly are. Because they're probably not even yours to start with. Unfortunately, these old patterns, they attach to your nervous system and they replay automatically every December. So I just want to remind people that each one of you have the power to rescript your holiday experience. You know, maybe choosing new boundaries, pacing priorities, you know, learning to say no without feeling guilty that you're not doing that, or we call FOMO, feelings of missing out, because, you know, it, at the cost of your energetic, I want to say calm, it's not worth it. So learn how to gauge yourself, pace yourself, trust your intuition, check in with yourself. If this is something that you want to do, and if it's like a hell yes, by all means do it. If it's a hell no, or you're wishy-washy, maybe don't do it. Because sometimes when we do things that we don't want to do energetically, there's like that resonance that continues to linger with that. And, you know, people can feel that. So if you're not really excited about being or doing something, please don't do it. And you know, the other thing I think is really important too is cultivating inner stillness as a sacred gift. And maybe this is something you could give yourself for the holiday season, you know, and it's not just during the holiday season. Is I invite you to create inner stillness as a year-long gift to yourself. It's not about just doing it during the holidays where it's rush, rush, rush. I challenge and invite you to do it year-round and witness how that's going to make your life more enriched, more balanced, and more grounded. So how would your holiday feel if calm was the foundation instead of an afterthought? And just remember, calm is a frequency. You can generate, expand, and embody this. And stillness helps you reconnect with your divine guidance. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And if you're ready to deepen your spiritual connection and live from a place of calm and empowerment, I invite you to join I'm Awake Now What? It's our monthly community, and if you go to drdoloresfazzino.com, you could find out more about that, just click that. Sign up for our newsletter for weekly tools, meditations, and inspiration. So we're going to go on our break, and we're just going to talk a little bit more about cultivating inner stillness, and then I'm going to segue you into a guided meditation so you could have an experiential process of that. So stay tuned, and I will see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about Christmas Calm this week on our episode. And it's very timely because we're amongst the holiday season. And we're probably, you know, this show is airing on December 3rd. So we're right before the real nitty gritty of everything coming down, all the parties, all the obligations, all the checklists, and you know, the naughty and nice list and everything else. I mean, I don't know, I've been extra naughty this year, so I don't know what I'm getting. But anyway, my point is that, you know, our frequency is everything. And when our frequency is calm, we're able to expand our frequency, generate it, and embody it. And it's about getting out of our own way. And one of the best ways we could do that sometimes is practicing breath work, maybe grounding, maybe doing some type of mindful movement, Tai Chi, yoga, even self-reflection, sitting in nature, and just smelling the air and just sitting, you know, with the trees, you know, anything that sacred that pauses, keep your energy regulated. And I think more so than ever, we need this during the holiday season, but I'm going to challenge people to not just do it during the holiday season, make this part of your life and continue to do this day to day. So everything is a breeze and you're not going to feel like things are overwhelming for you all the time. So the greatest holiday gift isn't something you buy. It's the inner peace you cultivate for yourself. That is a big one. And could you imagine if more and more people just gave that gift to themselves, what the collective consciousness field would feel like? Oh my God, it would be incredible. So that's something to consider for yourself. So, you know, if something today is really resonating with you with anything that I've said, I just invite you to hit the like button and share this episode with somebody you care about. You know, you never know who needs this message of healing, calm, and empowerment today. And if you're ready to go deeper and want more clarity, I offer private intuitive healing sessions where we bridge your physical, emotional, and spiritual layers to create true transformation. And you could learn more at my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, under sessions. So as I always do in my episodes, I love doing guided meditations, leading guided meditations for you. And I like to keep them, you know, 6 to 7 minutes, because sometimes it's really a challenge to sit down for 10 minutes. But I think we all have time to sit and just to be and experience a meditation. But it also kind of threads in what we talk about the first two segments of our show. And so you could have more of an experiential experience with that. And I always feel that when you have an experience, you kind of make it your own. So that's my whole belief about doing these guided meditations for you. So with that being said, we're going to do one right now, and it's called Christmas Calm, Returning to Inner Peace. So I invite you to find a comfortable place where you could sit or lie down, where you're not going to be disturbed for the next, you know, 7 minutes or so. And take a gentle breath in and exhale softly. Allow your shoulders to drop. Feel the weight of the day begin to dissolve. You are safe. You are supported. You are here. So inhale for a count of four. Hold for two. And exhale for a count of six. Inhale for a count of four. Hold for two. Exhale for a count of six. Inhale for a count of four. Hold for a count of two. Exhale for a count of six. And just repeat this. And with each exhale, imagine releasing holiday pressure, expectations, noise, and stress. And bring your awareness to your body, your legs, your spine, your heart, your crown. And imagine a warm golden light gently cascading down your body, relaxing every muscle. This is the light of peace, the light of calm, the light of the divine. Now place your hand over your heart. Feel its warmth. Feel its rhythm. And just whisper inward to yourself, I choose calm. I choose presence. I choose peace. Your heart softens. Your energy expands. Your soul relaxes into itself. And visualize a soft white light above your head. Your higher self. This light flows down gently, enveloping you. This is your divine connection, always available, always guiding, always loving. Allow it to wash away the stress and tension of the season. You are aligned. You are held. You are whole. Now imagine stepping into a peaceful winter sanctuary. Maybe there's soft snow falling, a quiet stillness in the air, a warm light glowing around you. Here, no pressure exists, no obligation. No noise, only peace, only presence, only you and your soul. And you notice a small box resting in the snow. You open it gently, and inside is a radiant orb of golden light, the gift of Christmas calm. Hold it close to your heart and feel it merge with your energy. This calm is now yours. Always accessible, always present. And take a deep breath in and exhale. And gently bring your awareness back to your body, your fingers, your toes, your breath. And when you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes. You are renewed. You are steady. You are calm. And welcome back, everybody. And we're going on to our last break of our show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And before we wrap up, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode. It truly helps this work ripple out to those who need it most. Make sure you're on our newsletter list at DrDoloresFazzino.com for exclusive updates, meditations, tools, and even event announcements. And if you feel called to journey deeper or receive personalized support, I'd love to work with you one-on-one. Everything you need is waiting for you on my website. Just go visit DrDoloresFazzino.com. And thank you for being here. And thank you for helping me spread the healing, consciousness, and love. So we talked today on our show about Christmas calm, and I probably should have changed it to holiday calm because I want to be inclusive of all the different holidays that seem to be jumbled up between November and the middle of January. So some of the takeaways here are calm is a spiritual frequency you can choose daily. Calm isn't accidental, it's cultivated. When you learn to regulate your energy, you don't wait for peace, you generate it. So calmness comes from us, it's our essence. Next, holiday stress isn't personal, it's collective energetic overflow. And we talked about that a little bit. You aren't failing if you feel overwhelmed. You're simply picking up on the seasonal surge of emotional energy, and boy, there's a lot of it in collective consciousness. So know that maybe a lot of this is not yours, and to really discern what is yours and what is not yours. Boundaries, okay? Presence transforms your holiday experience. Important to shift from doing to being because it connects you with the joy, meaning, and genuine connection. Okay. Presence is the new gift. Presence is the new present that we give to ourselves. Remember, you can rewrite your holiday story at any time. Those old family patterns or obligations, that perfectionism, emotional triggers, they don't define your holiday unless you give them permission to. And if they are, maybe it's time to change those out for something different. It's up to you to make that shift. You have that power. And the greatest gift is the peace you anchor within yourself. Calm elevates your frequency, enhances intuition, and nurtures your body, and most important, radiates out to everyone around you. It touches everybody. So this holiday season, remember, calm isn't an escape, it's an elevation. It allows you to rise above old patterns, step out of holiday chaos, and reconnect with the deepest parts of yourself. Give yourself permission to slow down, take a deep breath, and honor your soul's rhythm. The greatest gift you can offer yourself and the world is your grounded presence. And I have a channel message here from myself, and this is what it says. Beloved ones, as the season shifts and the world becomes louder around you, we gently remind you that peace is not found outside of you. It is a frequency awakened within you. You are stepping into a moment of profound recalibration where your soul is asking you to remember what is truly sacred. This holiday season brings an opening, a softening, a doorway through which you can return to yourself. The heaviness you feel is not yours alone. It is the collective exhale of humanity releasing old expectations, old stories, old ways of being. Let it move through you, not into you. You are being invited to slow down, to breathe deeper, to listen to the quiet spaces between your thoughts. For it is those spaces that truth is whispered, clarity forms, and your highest self speaks. Allow yourself to be held by the stillness. Allow yourself to be guided by the light rising from within your own heart. And allow yourself to step out of the noise and into the presence of your soul. The calm you seek is already here. The peace you long for is already yours. The love you desire is already surrounding you, supporting you, and carrying you forward. So as this year comes to a close, trust that everything falling away is clearing space for a more aligned beginning. You are not meant to repeat the past. You are meant to rise beyond it. Walk gently, walk slowly, walk with intention. And know this, you are guided, you are protected, you are deeply, deeply loved. Let this season be a homecoming to yourself. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Calm is not the absence of chaos, it's the presence of your soul. So just take all that in right now and just feel the essence and feel what it's bringing up for you. And just take a deep breath into that. And if today's episode supported you, please remember to like, subscribe, and share. And make sure you sign up for our newsletter at Dr. Dolores Fazzino. And if you'd like to journey deeper, consider joining our monthly membership or booking a one-on-one healing session. You don't have to navigate awakening alone. I am here to support you. So have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.